I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian Lopak and Jim LaJoy. They are with the Marquette Harbor Rotary, and they are presenting Harbor Fest coming up next week, starting a week from tonight. Also joining us was one of the performers, Mark Hamery from the Palestras. Here's more with Mark Hamery, Jim LaJoy, and Brian Lopak.
Start off next Thursday night with a few performances. The 27th starts at 6 p.m., goes all the way till 10. Again, Friday from, I believe it started about 5 o'clock all the way till 11. Saturday, again, we go 1 o'clock until 11 o'clock with a handful of bands. Good food, great drinks, great weather coming, I heard.
Sure, and, it absolutely is.
The best part's all for the community.
Right, and let's talk about that. This is, your group does this. What is it all for? Why do you do it?
Yeah, so we do this to give nonprofits grants once a year. They apply for them. We go through everything, but any proceeds we take in, it goes right back to community. So any support we get from the community, it's going right back out there. So you can, Walt, you come down there, have a beer, you help support community.
I will be doing that, just in case you're wondering. So that'll be on my schedule, because I'll actually be there Thursday to help out with what's going on. In fact, a big part of what goes on at Harborfest is the music. Jim LaJoy is here, and he's been coordinating that for several years. And let's talk about it. It all starts Thursday night. What's on the musical docket this time around?
Well, Thursday night, Brian already mentioned it, but we got the Palestras on from 5:30 to 7, and then Marquette Rockestra from 8 to 10. We're excited about those two. They bring a real flavor to the community, and they're just fantastic. And then on Friday, we'll kick off at 4 o'clock with the Black Rocks House Band, Bare Naked 90s.
These guys were here before.
They were here last year.
Yeah, and they rained out or
they
something.
They were rained out on Friday, but we were able to get them in Saturday afternoon to slide them in, and they're going to be from 6:15 to 8, and then Gimme Skinnerd, which is a Leonard Skinnerd tribute band, will be our headliner from 9 to 11 Friday. And then Saturday we kick off at 2 o'clock to 3:30 with your very own Adam Carpenter.
Yes.
In Upper Hand.
Yep.
4:15 to 5:45, we'll have Chad Borgen and the Collectives. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard this band play, they are fantastic. Mm-hmm. They give a country twist that's awesome. 6:30 to 8, we got Groove Candy, which is a terrific local band. And mm-hmm. if you haven't seen them, you missed out on a lot. And then it'll conclude at 9 to 11 on Saturday night with Take It Easy, which is a tribute band for the Eagles. So we have a exciting lineup. Brian and I were just talking off mic. I think our local bands this year may be the best that we've ever had. So mm-hmm. we're excited.
Well, Mark Hamery is in one of those groups. He is with the Palestras. He's here to talk about it a little bit. I mean, first of all, for people that aren't familiar with what the Palestras do, Ham, what is the show all about with what you guys bring?
Well, we are an 8-piece band made up of locals, and we do mostly classic rock, but we kind of try and do songs by bands you've heard of, but maybe songs that you won't hear other bands play. So
deeper cuts, maybe.
Deeper cuts. You're going to hear, anything from the Beatles and the Stones and the Doors to the Talking Heads. And we're high energy, a lot of fun. We'll get the people dancing. We'll get them ready for the Rockestra to follow.
Now, that's something that you've also been involved with. And if people aren't familiar with what the Marquette Rockestra is, give us a little overview of what that is.
So if you haven't seen them, now's your chance. What Rockestra is a group of about 30-plus local musicians. They get together once a year, usually in May or June, and do a show based around a theme, usually at Kauffman or on campus. And this year's theme was the spirit of 76. So it's all songs from 1976. And so old folks like us who were around in 76, you know that 76 was a banner year for music. I mean, we got, I was just looking at the list, and it's everything from, Tom Petty to Paul Simon, Kiss, Heart, ABBA, to disco, the Spinners, so there's something for everybody. And all the money they raise goes to the Rockestra Scholarship Fund, which supports a local arts student who's pursuing a career in the arts.
So. Okay, now that is all the kickoff on Thursday. Now, Brian, once again, how do people find out a little bit more information to find the full rundown, or maybe get a little more information about just getting involved in general?
Yeah, you can go on to our webpage, MarquetteHarborRotary.org. On there has a lot of information. Reach out to us if you can't access, some issues or whatever with signing up volunteers, or you can go on the Youpers United and find our tap for Harper Fest, and all the slots are on there. And welcome everybody down there to join us.
That's Brian Lopak along with Jim LaJoy and Mark Hamery talking about the upcoming Harper Fest in downtown Marquette a week from tonight at Matson Lower Harbor Park. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.